Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Manny, get on, man. What's going on, Drewski? Drewski just stares
so
at his
good.
Phone and laments.
Hey, dude, as though... The king I literally was sitting here for about 10 minutes waiting dutifully, making notes, and I thought, oh, I got to order this thing. And you blow in right as I'm starting to do it. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to finish this thing. He's going to give me shit about it. And here we are.
Here we are, Dr. Drew.
I knew it was going to happen.
How are you feeling? A little come see, come saw?
No, I'm a little more than come see, come saw. I've been in sort of bad moods lately, haven't I? Or sort of...
No, you're out of sorts.
Out of sorts. All right.
Out of sorts.
Out of sorts. I'm better. I'm better, I think. I don't know. My mood's better, yeah.
I got to tell you guys a little snack in the department that really satiates and carries you over to the next whatever. Just sharing this because I like you guys.
Okay.
I took an avocado.
Ooh.
Chopped it up.
Yeah.
I took a hard-boiled egg, chopped it up. I took some, like, cheese, like, what is it? I got to think of the name, but Lynette always uses it. It's Italian blue cheese. I don't know what they call it, feta or whatever.
Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Yeah.
So, what's the difference between gorgonzola and blue cheese?
They taste similar.
Well, the gorgonzola, yeah. Nice, comes in crumbs. I sprinkled it over the whole thing, and yeah. I dumped a little olive oil over the top of that. And boy, I don't think I'll ever be hungry again. And it was all the good stuff. And I just packed it into a Tupperware thing and took it with me to work today. So good stuff there. You, Drew,
that's
stuff to talk about with you.
Oh, tell me.
There's a question up there about things that include head trauma and blah, blah, blah. I want to know, you got Roseanne stuff from last week.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were thinking about that.
I'll tell you what I think about it. I usually play things pretty close to the vest when it comes to my opinions on events. But I'm going to share with you.
Really?
First, I'm going to tell you about LifeLock. Ooh, new FBI report citing internet crime complaints with losses of over $1.4 billion.
Mm-hmm. With a B.
B. The top two crimes reported were non-payment, non-delivery, and personal data breaches. So, nearly 2,000 complaints were about ransomware. Jeez. Oh, that's the new world order, man. So, many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft. Like your info for a sale on the dark web, Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware as well. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't because you have LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but new LifeLock, where Norton Security can uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month. That's right. That's nothing. Plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com, enter promo code Adam. That is promo code Adam.
So, Drew, yeah. Roseanne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your reserved opinion.
Well, she's obviously has mental issues,
right?
Number one. Number two, I don't think she wanted to go back and do what it takes. It's a young person's sport, this multicam sitcom.
That's
business.
Interesting. You think it was sort of an intentional sabotage. So I've heard that
I think
theory.
Everything is – well, I guess all sabotage is intentional.
Well, but it's motivated by some part of you that you're not in control of.
No, maybe.
You know what I mean? You're not conscious of, perhaps.
Look. Anyone has seen the movie Papillon? Have I cited that movie before?
You might have.
Anyone who's seen...
You said with your dad?
Yes.
It's the only film you ever saw with your dad, right?
That I can recall.
Well, that'd
if
be
you've
deep.
Ever, if you've ever seen the... they're remaking Papillon.
Oh.
Anyway, so, Dad, I got to dust my dad off. Dad, I know it's been 46 years, but we're going back to the cinema. No. Yes. Mm. If you watch Papillon...
Yes.
you'll see that Steve McQueen is getting off the prisoner ship on like Hell's Island and Devil's Island. He's walking down the gangplank. He throws himself down to hurt himself so he can get in the infirmary.
Right.
That's sabotage, I guess. But yes. That sabotage he knows about.
Right. And it's also a sort of strategic sabotage.
But it's sabotage.
Yeah.
Then there's a sabotage that you do to get out of something that you might not be aware of.
Yeah.
But you still want out. You know?
Yeah.
There's always...
Or you don't want in. In other words, what I'm thinking of is how people who say they want an intimate relationship, but as they get closer and closer to somebody, they sabotage.
Yeah. So, to me, Roseanne probably has F me money, which is Trump's F you money.
Yeah.
And got back into the schedule and... probably was a little overwhelming, probably remembered all the things she hated about it the first time around, and wanted out.
Could be. That's a very viable theory.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Usually when people, whether it's a relationship or going to Devil's Island or a sitcom that's been renewed, when they really – I've dealt with people – we've all dealt with people who really value what they have.
Yeah.
Like if you have a person in here, like the world's most interesting man, that guy has a pretty sweet gig for that dude. You know, when you get people that have like sweet gigs.
He knew it.
They come in and they act accordingly.
Yeah,
like you start asking them, like, have you ever been divorced before? And they're like, I don't think. And it's like, oh, you're allowed to talk. Oh. You know, like really
protect it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like really protect it. I know she's. As a disorder.
Did you talk to that guy? Did you interview him? Because I did.
I've never seen a more pussy-whipped Jewish husband in my entire...
Right.
Well, actually, you. But then second to you, I've never seen a more pussy-whipped dude on the planet, which is absolutely insane because of the character he played in the Dos Equis commercials.
I didn't get that. I don't remember that from him. I just remember how excited he was to be this Jewish guy from Brooklyn or wherever it's in New York.
His wife literally sat next to him, and we'd say, like, so do you like to drink Dos Equis? And she'd like be looking at him going, no.
Oh, my gosh. No, okay, no. So.
He couldn't answer. Yeah.
I'm number two, not number one. He's number one. Come on now.
Okay. You're on my Mount Rushmore.
Yes, of course.
But you're not.
As number two. Not the first head.
As number two.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here's something that I don't need my wife to recommend to me. That is the Birdwell Beach Britches. Warm this weekend. Warm in Las Vegas. And I'll be goddamned if.
You're warm in Las Vegas.
Not only did I warm in Las Vegas, I had like an hour to get some sun before we had to go do some other stuff. So I'm like, no problem. I'm going to go in the pool. I'm going to spend time in the pool. And I'll be out and dry in like 5 minutes. And I was screwing around with the two-ply nylon. I was like, oh, that's why it dries so fast. That's why that two-ply nylon is so cool. The inside and the outside sort of die independently. It's very good. It's amazing. I'm just reliving my youth with how much I love these Birdwell Beach Britches. And, of course, if you're out here, you might have been wearing the same suit for decades, built for surfing but perfect for any activity. Proprietary two-ply nylon, as I told you, inspired by the sails of the boats anchored at Newport Beach, rapidly drying, very comfortable. 10% off your first Birdwell Beach Britches purchase with lifetime guarantee, free shipping over $99 when you go to birdwell.com and use the promo code at discount ADS. I guarantee satisfaction on this one. I love these. I wear them to this day. I've worn them essentially my whole life for all my water and outdoor activity. The discount code again is ADS at birdwell.com.
So my theory, maybe conveniently, but my theory is people that get fired, for instance, everyone I've known in my life that I've sort of fired or parted ways for was, I don't want to say all but begging for it, but involved in behavior that would leave you really no other choice but to fire them, even if you gave them repeated warnings. And in general,
I know where you're going with
that's
this.
That's them asking for it, is the way I look at it.
But that's them in the world, always in that kind of position.
Yeah.
And indeed, they leave you no choice. But that's them in the world. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? It's like that's their posture in the world at all times.
I agree, but
the ones you're thinking of, what you're thinking about.
Well, not when they want to get laid.
That's that version of in the world. Yeah, this is
there's a much more accommodating version they give when they want something.
But your dad, your society, you're the boss. That's a different relationship.
No, here's what I'm saying. They have a version of I want something versus I'm already here.
And wait a minute, I just realized something.
Their I want something version is pretty strong.
No, I understand, but I don't think you've been factoring in the relational piece. When you represent the boss, and this is their relationship with the boss. Yes, they want to make money, want to have a job. Hey, but F you, you're the boss. And and no one's the boss of me, man. And that's their position. That's their posture sabotages
I'm talking – I don't – whether it's Roseanne or many people that have come and gone through this place and many jobs, whether you're a school teacher, you're Roseanne, or you work for me, you think about what you have to do as a school teacher to get fired.
Sex with the students?
L.A. – Unify, that's not going to get you fired. But I
guess you fire, you don't lose your pension.
You don't
or your
lose your pension or salary. So maybe you should. And then we can just stay home. Or you go to the teacher purgatory, like a blimp hanger out here. But the point is this. People work at it. They get it done, and they get it. And it's stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And so whether it's the peon at the Home Depot who's settling his boss's hash, or it's Roseanne, ultimately – they're burning calories to get out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, especially when it comes to, like, tweeting, which is, it's not like, well, you got to tweet at 1:45 in the morning. Now, what are you going to talk about? They've given you these three choices. Like, you may go to bed or watch more TV or have a Jack and Coke or watch McHale's Navy. Nothing says you have to tweet.
Yeah.
She
was on a torrent too. She was just like crazy.
Yeah.
It was not, something's not right.
Yes.
What's interesting is to think about whether she was in an altered state, substance or psychiatrically, does that matter? And most people would say no. I'd say no. Because she had sort of consciousness of what she was doing, even though she may have been in an altered state. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We care about as much as we care about school shootings and that. Was the kid being bullied?
Right.
Was he picked on? I was like, I don't know. He shot a bunch of people.
I totally agree with you.
By the way, the dad of the kid that shot up the people in Texas, like, he was bullied. Thank you, hero.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you, sir. My God. I'm going to write a book called If We Were Japanese, We All Would Have Killed Ourselves Years Ago. Could you imagine your son shoots up a school and is like, oh, you want to know who the real victim is?
Yeah. Remember was it you and I talked to a kid, or maybe I did on the radio, talked to a kid that was a potential shooter when he was younger, and he recovered, and he was talking about what the sort of criteria are. Guess what? Physical abuse at home, abandonment, neglect, and then bullying. It's sort of a recipe, he felt, and he's probably right.
Well, one begets the other.
Yep.
I think the bullies see it.
Yep.
They smell it on him. Kern, 40, Illinois.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 22 years old, I was in a car accident, and my aunt was driving, and I suffered a head injury, and I also broke my neck and suffered paralysis from that.
Oh, my God. Complete? Then, like, you're quadriplegic?
Incomplete.
Okay.
I was able to do brace walking and stuff with leg braces, but I had to have an intrathecal back with the pump put in be able to do that because my spasticity was really bad. And then I had problems with the back with the pump in 2009, and I had three surgeries back-to-back to put one in, and eventually I had to leave it out because I had an infection.
Wow.
But from 2009 to 2015, I was on oral medications, and then I was in another car accident where I fell asleep driving my van and totaled it. Yeah, that was in that was local, so I totaled my my van. And then around the 2017 in August, I had another back from pump put back in because the medications just weren't working. I was having horrible side effects from them. But besides that, I've had a really productive life.
Right.
I've just been very sporadic during it, and
how can
very impulsive.
How can we help today?
I just don't know what you know about as far as sexual impulsivity, because I think I've had, maybe I haven't had too many sexual relationships, but I've been very active over the past 20 years. I'd say I'm probably not healthy enough mentally to have a stable relationship, and I don't know if I should have a relationship.
Have you hurt people with all this acting out?
I guess just not being able to have the, I've never like been unfaithful, but I've never been able to have the executive function to sit down and think, okay, I'm going to do this with my life. I basically live day to day.
Are you were you driving a van because you needed the van?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. It has a lift in the side, and it just makes it easier for me and my dog to get around versus getting in and out of a car and using hand controls and taking a manual wheelchair apart. I did that for 8 years, and that just has wear and tear on your shoulders.
I marvel at people that can fall asleep while driving. Yeah. I can't fall asleep an airplane in first class. I'd like to one day do a study of people who can fall asleep while driving. It's interesting to me.
That's something I want to bring up, though, because they give people like myself a certain amount of medication, and no one regulates that, and then they continue to let you drive. I had to take matters in my own hands and say, look, I can't keep driving with medication. If I want to drive, I have to put a Vaxxin pump back in my stomach.
Are you confined to a wheelchair now?
Yeah, I use them for mobility purposes, yes.
I don't know if that's the same as confined.
He can walk with braces.
People aren't in a wheelchair. We use wheelchairs, basically. That's how I look at it.
Oh, we don't
so
like
that. So I get
in
and out of bed, get in the wheelchair. I use it to get in and out of, some people are sensitive. I don't really care.
You can walk with braces, yes?
Well, hold on. It's always a confusion when you go.
Correct you. Right?
Yes. Are you blind? I'm seeing impaired. All right. Now I have to keep going down this fucking trail where I get the words just right so that His Highness will answer correctly. I just want to know, there's one thing between going to an event and knowing you got a long parking lot to deal with and then moving around your apartment where you can get up on your feet with braces or crutches or something versus...
He said he did walk with crutches with the baclofen infusion.
But he also was saying that people don't like saying confined to a wheelchair because it makes me think you sleep in a wheelchair.
You just use the wheelchair.
You want to say, I'm confined, Adam. We'll go with that.
Full time. You are confined.
I don't walk anymore at all. Use the
braces. Okay.
And who are
I can't.
Who are these partners you're with?
I've had mostly people who have known girlfriends, and then sometimes they become caretaking relationships, and I think that's where it gets to be unhealthy.
What's the longest the one has lasted?
On and off for 6 years. There was never a
and yet you're saying verbal, at the same time you're saying you shouldn't have a relationship.
I mean, it's never worked out.
He's kind of wondering what his lot.
I get it.
Is
but he's been able to have.
Well, I got questions. Let's get out of the relationship department for a second.
Yeah.
If you had never been in this accident, what do you think you'd be doing at age 40?
Honestly, probably construction. I'm Irish Catholic from Chicago, so that's pretty much what we do.
You'd be doing construction.
More than likely.
And what do you do now, if anything?
Right now, I paint and write.
Is there a way to get into that business? I mean, you don't have to be up on your feet walking along I-beams. There's a way to design and run jobs and do plenty of work in that field that didn't involve physically doing that work. Is there a way to get involved with that? Or do you have an attraction to that?
No attraction whatsoever. I've honestly fell in love with comedy. Yeah, I fell in love with comedy since I was injured. I've made friends with a lot of comedians. Including Ralphie May, who passed away a few years ago last year. But anyways, it's been a really hard life.
I like your Marge Simpson noise when you hear about Ralphie May.
I feel bad Ralphie's gone.
I do, too. I like Ralphie. Yeah, that guy got in a bad accident once upon a time.
Joey Diaz is a really good friend of mine. Really nice guy.
Well, so hold on a second. I'm not following either. Been in an accident. I don't know what I want to do.
Right. So let me, speaking of muscle spasms, this is a perfect substance for that, which is TheraWorks Relief. I work with these guys. I'm telling you, this stuff works for nocturnal cramps, particularly nighttime cramps. It's been used with collegiate athletes, help with muscle recovery. That's how they first started realizing it was being used to prevent staph infection. People would put it on there. It's a lotion. It's like a foam lotion you can put on your skin. It's very safe. It's been used in children for years in like women, babies that stay in intensive care and things like that. Clinically proven, though, now to relieve muscle cramps fast. And if you use it daily, you can prevent muscle cramps. You do it twice a day. Some people are really bothered by these nocturnal cramps, and this will take care of it. Don't need a prescription, just minutes to apply. It absorbs quickly, and I'm telling you, it works. I've heard some phenomenal stories. People that use it are really happy. TheraWorks Relief is available at CVS, select CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and at TheraWorksRelief.com. It's TheraWorks with an X, WORXRelief.com. You can talk to your pharmacist about it. They're as excited as I am because you don't have to take medication anymore. We have to give you those medicines with tons of side effects. Baclofen is one you just heard about. The guy fell asleep and wrecked his car. I don't like giving medicine for muscle cramps. His van. Experience relief for muscle cramps for yourself with TheraWorks Relief at TheraWorksRelief.com.
All right. Hey, Kern.
Yeah.
You're just kind of ruminating about life, but I'm not sure what the specific thing is.
What your real question is.
My question was about, you know, sexual impulsivity, because I've had legitimately 15 relationships in the past 18 years, and, you know, probably let's say legitimately 70 partners, and I, you know, after having the surgery last year and having a Baclofen pump put back in my stomach and getting off oral medication again, doctors have prescribed me like over 250,000 pills in the past.
So who knows what the medicine may be. But you started, you know, one of the things you mentioned is you don't have good executive functioning, so it's hard for you to contain impulses,
yes,
particularly with the drugs. So, you know, I unless you make a really – probably need a therapist to help you with this to really make a plan and to execute some means of containing yourself.
What's the pump that's in your stomach?
Baclofen.
What is that?
It's a muscle relaxant, essentially.
And how often do you have to refill it?
Currently, mine's every 5 months. If the medicine's in there for 6 months, then they have to take it out anyway. But no, I've worked with a therapist, and I'm currently working on writing a book about everything I've been through. I'm in a good state, you know, spiritually, mentally, psychologically.
Well, then stop doing this.
Right.
Then
knock
people
it off or whatever. I'm not so much sure. He's been with a bunch of partners. He's had a lot of girlfriends.
He's not out. I mean, it's, you know, a lot, and there's a reason for it because he has no executive function, impulse control. But so let's get it together. Let's figure out ways, get a plan. Maybe you said you're working with a therapist, get a cognitive behavioral plan in place that you can really fall back on so you don't do this thing you don't want to do anymore.
Dominic, 38, Los Angeles.
Get it on, guys.
What's going on, man?
A couple of things you guys have said have really helped me out over the past year, and I was wondering if I could share that with you and say thanks.
All right.
The first is, you always talk about back surgery and your thoughts. And I had this excruciating pain. I thought mine was different. You know, it was sciatica. I had a herniated disc that was 14 millimeter herniation.
Doesn't matter.
I found that out. I went to clinics and they said, oh, this is terrible. You know, you need surgery. You're going to be like one of those old men who walking over, hunched over. And, you know, and but I heard your voices ringing in the back of my head, so I sought another opinion. And they just gave me some steroids, and it was called methimprednisolone, and, like, all the muscles in my body ached. And then all of a sudden, that sciatica, after 6 months of daily, constant, throbbing pain, just went away completely. Mm-hmm. And it's been 2 months now, and I haven't had the pain.
It may come back. Don't freak out when it comes back. But the surgery is not indicated for pain. It's indicated for motor dysfunction. If you got severe weakness in that leg or muscle atrophy, something like that, then you operate. Pain,
Well, that was one of the things. The other one was relationships. I got a couple of young kids, and you guys said that the young childhood years are the toughest on a marriage. We've had pretty much a really tough time. Our kids are 18 months apart. It's been a really tough, you know, 2 years, but, you know, your words constantly ring in my head when we're really hard at each other. I say, hey, you know, these are tough times.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be having tough times. And I tell this to my friends, too, and who are in the same boat.
Good.
And that just really helps because, you know, I got to grind it out because it's not going to last forever. They're not going to be babies forever, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, they want you to be together. It's hard. And get some help if you need it in terms of, you know, behavioral management, that kind of thing. People don't know how to do parenting. And get some help with that if you need it. There's a lot of books out there to help out.
Glad you're listening, Dominic. And not only listening, but acting upon the advice. I'll tell you, Drew, about a story that was funny. Speaking of people listening. First, I'll tell you about True Car.
Oh, yeah.
Car tips you might not know. Hey, you know, I tell you, let's get the weight out of the car, put that, put some pressure in those tires, and let's get motoring, man. Here's another tip. True Car also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you're going new or used. See what other people paid. You get the same deal, apples to apples. You lock in your price. You pick up your new car. There you go. Enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy new or you're thinking about used, it does not matter. You can do what our own Chris Max Pata did over here. He went used. He got True Car. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. I was walking down the street a couple days back on Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in one of those neighborhoods where they have like Memorial Day parades, and it was funny.
Was it the Indy 500?
Yeah, I was at the Indy 500.
I'm confused. So, tell me that again.
I was at the Indy 500 for 23 and a half hours.
Oh, my God.
And then I came back right after. I got there the Saturday night, basically, premiered Uppity, the Willie T. Ribs doc. Available for pre-order a chassis, by the way, 2S.
Well received, I imagine.
Very well received.
Cool.
Nice to hang out with Willie and his son, Theo. Are
you getting used to that one-day turnaround kind of thing?
I don't know how else to do it.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
And then I got back and I was walking around and having the parade. And I heard this band. I heard what I thought was music. It was music. I thought it was recorded music. And then I realized it was a band, and it was like three dudes on a flatbed truck who were like playing rock and roll, but on a stakebed truck motoring down the highway.
Yeah.
And I stopped. I was walking my dog, Phil, and I stopped, and they all just sort of were passing me. And I was just kind of looking at them, kind of going like, yeah, good, sounding good, you know, or put my hand clap over my head or something. And then in the middle of their song, you know, one of them yelled like "Ace Man," and then in the song, the lead singer would like yell "Get It On," and the other guy would yell like "Ace Man." And I realized that all three guys in this band must listen to the podcast.
Were they younger guys or no?
They were medium, whatever guys, and they were motoring along. Also, the congressman. It was funny because the guy who's basically been the tip of the spear for the Trump Russia, I think it's Adam Schiff. Schiff?
Yeah, Adam Schiff. Schiff.
Schiff.
Schiff.
Schiff. Adam Schiff is also the guy's on all the. He makes all the news rounds,
yeah.
And I never can tell. Like I'm always just assuming these guys are just trying to get camera time. Like,
yeah.
They don't seem to have anything to say.
Yeah.
Just, you know, basically their talking points are you go, what is your proof that Trump colluded with Russia? If you think a foreign body taking over our election is no big deal, well, then I guess we're going to part ways. And you go, no, that's not. I didn't say it was no big deal. I said, I'm asking what the.
What's the evidence?
Yeah, they just go into their talking points.
Yeah.
So I think that's what he does. He's probably a douche.
No, he's not. I've met him a couple times.
Oh, no. He's a good guy, actually, but I don't know what he's doing. I think he's just grandstanding and trying to get more
votes.
Oh, in
this situation. He's creating political capital where he can. I'd rather you do it this way than like by undermining treatment of the homeless and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree, but here's my thing. Making shit up is not okay with me while you're on the clock. if this is something you truly believe is going on, then by all means, get your talking points in order and come lay them out. You know what I mean? Like, here's what I want out of these guys. You got a business there, Drew?
I do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You say your business.
All right, here's what I want out of these guys. What these guys want out of us is nightstand. That's right. Father's Day is coming, everybody. And if your dad has a mess of cords for all his devices, you can help him organize and charge with Nightstand, NYTSTND, best-selling quad dock that charges everything Apple. 20 different models from 2 to 10 devices per dock. Think about that. 10 devices per dock. Charge your iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, and more all together. And it organizes everything, so it's not such a damn mess on the side of the bed or on your desk. If you own an iPhone 8 or an iPhone 10, Nightstand, NYTSTND, has all of your wireless solutions. That's right, wireless for iPhone 8 and iPhone 10. And there are Android solutions available, too. So it's beautifully handcrafted. Started out by a young entrepreneur couple here in America. No big Chinese company, no ZTE or anything like that involved. All you got to do is go to Nightstand. Right, Matt?
Take advantage of Adam and Dr. Drew's exclusive Prepare for Father's Day sale. For our listeners only, get 15% off any order over $80 by using the promo code ADS at checkout. Go to nightstand.com, NYTSTND.com, and get that perfect gift.
15% off.
Not too shabby. I'll tell you what. Also, Podcast One, they're doing a survey, so why don't you just take a couple of minutes. It's very easy. Go to Podcast One/my survey, or go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Fill out the survey. You've done it in the past. We need it again. And do me and Dr. Drew a big fat favor. Get a little information. It just helps, and it takes a few minutes. Podcastone.com. Click on the survey banner. Drew, I'll tell you what. Next show, I'll give you some thoughts on what I'm talking about with Adam Schiff, and okay. We'll see what we can do. But I had a thought, and I think this is something – you will agree with. We'll get into it next show. We got a little more time to get into it. But I think I finally found the analogy I would like.
For?
Political discourse.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Saturday, Aladdin Theater. First show is sold out, but second show in Portland has tickets available. So get those. We're taping my first live stand-up special, so check that out. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all you need, and Chassis for all the movies and the pre-order uppity. Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com, the Dr. Podcast up right now is all callers, good calls, interesting calls. And check out the other family of pods there. And look for me on your mom's house with Tom Segura and Christina P. Very fun.
Until next time, I'm Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save